This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Kolov.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Kolov, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of Q&A with Kolov, and I have a special call today, Jason Hess. Quite an amazing story. Jason, thank you for being on the Q&A show with Kolov.
Thank you for having me.
Well, a long time wrestling fan, yeah? How long have you been a wrestling fan, Jason?
Since 42 years.
42 years. So you go way back. How far back does your memory go to wrestling? Who are some of the names you remember?
Big Scott Hall and Kurt Hennig when they're in the AWA, the Midnight Rockers, Jerry okay. King Lawler, Pat Tanaka, Paul Diamond.
Wow, come on, Pat Tanaka. You're throwing some names out there. Who else?
Killer Khan. I vaguely remember him.
Okay.
Of course, Jake the Snake and Macho Man.
Macho Man, Randy Savage. Oh, yeah.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Well, you got a good imitation of the Macho Man, too. That's good, Jason.
Yeah.
How about any memories of the Russian Nightmare? Just curious.
I was actually watching a match with you earlier today. I believe you were the eighth seed. It was a Nintendo tournament, and you were going against Big Van Vader. And you had Dusty Rhodes in your corner and Harley Race was in his corner.
Whoo! Yeah, Van Vader brings back memories. Not so fond, however.
Yeah. No,
I only say that to say, you know, he was a big man, a very physical man, and had a tendency, or you might even say a reputation of being, you know, reckless sometimes in the ring because of his size, right? And in fact, you may or may not know, Jason, my very last professional match was against Vader in Tennessee, and I got injured that night. He injured my neck, and I didn't know till the next day, but I had a hernia, you know, picking him up, you know, for body slams and just a big guy, right? And it was after that I would make a decision to walk away under my own terms from professional wrestling. Did you know Vader was my last match?
No, I didn't know that. I wasn't sure why you shut it down.
Yep. He injured my neck, and then I ended up having hernia surgery, and I was rehabilitating from that and kind of rehabilitating my neck, and it was over Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, and I was 33, getting ready to turn 34. And I'd already said from day one, I told Uncle Liban and Don Kernodle, my first partners, that I would be out of active in-ring wrestling by the time I was 35. So, you know, it was just one of those things, the timing of it. And I just said, you know what, I'm done. And in fact, some have coined me the Barry Sanders of pro wrestling. You know what I mean by that? Are you a football
yep.
fan?
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
All feet agree, Clemens Carpet is where you need to be. With carpet, vinyl, tile, and hardwood from the top brands, Clemens Carpet does it right from beginning to install. Voted number one by you in the Reader's Choice Awards. Doug, Chad, Benny, Pee-wee, and the team at Clemens Carpet look forward to seeing and serving you soon.
This is Nikita Kolov, and I want to thank Clemens Carpet for supporting my new show, Man Up, Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the Truth Network.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
You had a lot left in the tank.
There was a lot. That's good. There was a lot left in the tank. That's right. I like how you said that. And now you mentioned a bunch of names. In fact, AWA. So, Jason, for our listeners, where do you hail from? Where do you live?
Southern Illinois. Basically, we're Missouri and Illinois, or well, Missouri and Kentucky and Illinois hit at the corner.
Oh, is that kind of like near Paducah, Cape Girardeau, all that?
It's right across the river from Cape Girardeau.
Okay. Hey, you know what? Just make a note to self. In August, I'm going to be doing a four-day revival and a road stories one night at a church there in that area. Trying to think of the town. I can't remember the town, but it'll be advertised on all my social media. And since you're that close, you may have to come over, and I get to meet you in person. Maybe come over to the Road Stories on. It'll be on that Sunday night.
Yeah, I would definitely make it a point to see you.
That would be awesome. Now, so you're there, and you got a pretty interesting story too, because I know when you first. And it was your girlfriend, right? I think first messaged me and said you had watched my testimony, you listened to and watched.
Yep.
You had listened to. Let me just say, you listened to my testimony on Hannibal TV. Shout out to Hannibal TV. They did a great job on my interview there. And the reason I wanted to emphasize that you listened to, because that's part of your story too, isn't it, Jason?
Yes.
Which is, tell our listeners.
In the fifth grade, I found out that I had retinitis pigmentosa, and I am almost completely blind. I fought it off all the way up until about 2 years ago, and the last year just fell off a cliff.
And so that experience, so for our listeners out here, maybe, you know, haven't experienced that or don't know what that, give a little, what's that been like? You know, I've always heard stories, Jason, that you know, when you lose your sight, your other senses, you know, are more heightened, like, you know, touch and sound. And is that true for you?
I think so, but it's more because of what you focus on than actually a scientific fact.
Okay.
Which is you realize you can't rely on your sight. And it's weird because sometimes, like, I can tell there's something that's going to be around my head to where I'll put my hand up, like a tree limb or something like that, just like I know it's going to be there. And I don't know what that is. Is that just God looking out for me or what it is, but it works.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Okay, so I'm you know, like actually trying to visualize that in my mind as you're saying it. You're walking and there's a branch that you might walk into. Obviously, you know, those of us who have sight, I mean, they see it, we duck or whatever, but you're saying there's almost like a sixth sense, if you will, there, that just put your hand up and you know that it's there, right?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty amazing actually. And so, and I know, from that email, so you had shared that with me, and so even more amazing. Thank you for, you know, being a fan all these years and a fan of wrestling and a fan of the Russian Nightmare. I appreciate that. You know, one of the questions I explained to your girlfriend, she said, you know, is your book on audio? And that's actually one of my goals. That was actually on my goal list in 2021, and it's one of the things I didn't accomplish and or get to. For those who are goal setters out there, it's okay to actually not fulfill all of your goals. You just roll it to the next year, which I did. So that's one of my goals by the end of 2022 is to have both Nikita, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption, which is my life story, inspirational book, and then Wrestling with Success, which is my motivational book. My goal is to have both of those available on audio for, you know, for those like yourself or others who just don't necessarily like to sit down and read a book, but they'll, you know, listen to it maybe in their drive time or something like that. So, but we'll, I know she said, well, if you don't, you know, maybe I can just read it to them, which would be good too, because then you both get to hear my story, right? So,
yep.
So, well, awesome. Well, that's pretty amazing. And I know you were asking me about some of the others, Sting and Ivan, Lex, the Road Warriors, Shawn Michaels, and others. And so have you followed some of their careers and or their path into becoming Christ followers as well?
Some of them, other than just knowing whether they are or not. I just some of them I only know by fact, but others I have followed. Did you get a chance to catch the Undertaker thinking of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
You know,
in the WWE Hall of Fame.
I did not. I heard, and I knew his wife was a believer, and I saw an interview in a church in Texas where he was sharing some of that testimony, how his wife was very instrumental in leading him to the foot of the cross. And I think many come to realize when it's all said and done that you can pursue success and all that life has to offer, but without that personal relationship with Jesus, it just still leaves you empty inside. I don't care how many WrestleManias you've won or how many championship belts or whatever else you accomplish, without that personal relationship, you know, it just still leaves you empty inside. And I know you had an interest too, and maybe someday even come into your church and just, you know, let your pastor know that he can reach out and connect with me through just right through my website, right through koloff.net. And by the way, that's where others can get my books too. And I do personally autograph those when they're purchased through my website. But we're here today for you, Jason, to be able to ask me some questions. And I know I've already asked you a few, but let's flip the table here. Let's give you the opportunity to ask a couple, three questions for our listeners. So, fire away. What's question number one?
Did you or Joseph Laurinaitis or his parents have anything to do with each other's salvation?
So, yes. Now, a little backdrop on the Laurinaitis family, Catholic background. And interestingly enough, when I literally recruited Joe out of high school, Irondale High School, New Brighton, Minnesota, he was a standout high school football player. I was part of the college recruiting team and invited him and his parents. I still can remember the day they toured the campus and we took him to the cafeteria, fed him a meal, and we went to the basketball game that night and entertained him there at the basketball game. And we just clicked. We just hit it off. I fell in love with his parents. His mom, Lorna, really kind of fell in love with me. I became like a prodigal son. You know, there was Joe, Johnny, and Mark, three boys, and I became like the fourth son, the prodigal son. And of course, all three of them ended up, you know, getting into wrestling. Johnny Ace and the youngest brother, Mark, and of course, Road Warrior Animal. Joe would become Road Warrior Animal. And it would be years later, fast forward years later, that we were in New Mexico. I was doing an autograph signing. The Animal and Hawk were on the card wrestling. I wrote another book. I'm going to bring it back into publication. It was called Breaking the Chains. It was the very first book I wrote, self-published. And I gave a copy to every guy in the dressing room, like 25 wrestlers on the card. And I felt the Lord just prompt me, say, give every guy a copy of your book. And of course, I handed one to Joe, and he's like, "Did you sign it?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I signed it." You know, I personalized it. And he sat down, Jason, that night in the dressing room. It was a very simple read. I mean, you could read it pretty quick. He read the entire book in the dressing room that night. In fact, he came back in the other dressing room. He's like, "Oh, I ain't read a book since college." You know, he read the whole book. And it would be only a few days later when he flew back to Minnesota that him and his family went to an event called the power team, guys who would like break bricks and roll up frying pans and all that, right?
Yeah.
And that's where his son James, who ended up playing 8 or 9 years with Los Angeles Rams, well, St. Louis Rams at the time, and was a standout at Ohio State. James was 14 years old, went forward to the altar with and the rest of the family followed suit, and they had an encounter with Jesus there. So that was the influence I had on the Laurinaitis family.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff, and I am here with a huge announcement, like big announcement. Man Up Men's Conference, Morningstar Ministries, Fort Mill, South Carolina, August 25th to the 27th. You're thinking that's a ways away. No, not too soon to sign up. What a lineup of speakers we have. The Benham brothers, David and Jason Benham. All-star, NBA All-star Al Wood is speaking. World Wrestling Champion, the Total Package Lex Luger, Chris Reed, Rick Joyner, Delta Force Commander, General, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, retired. Yours truly, Nikita Koloff, world-renowned evangelist Frank Shelton. Register today. It is live. MStar Events, mstarevents.com/manup. Go get registered today. You will not want to miss this event.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Awesome.
Yes, sir.
Who is Mark?
Mark was the youngest brother. And I'm trying to, he wrestled as a number of different characters, and he was in WCW for a while. He didn't make it as big as Johnny Ace, or Road Warrior Animal, but he had a, he had a decent career, and he just wrestled as a number of, like a Terminator character and just different characters. Yep. All three Laurinaitis boys made it into professional wrestling.
Did you have a hand in Hawk getting saved too?
You know, I did. Yes. And so I'd heard that Animal and his family had given their life to the Lord, and so I reached out at, And at one point, heard his story, and I said, "You got to come out to this conference in Arizona called AIM, Athletes International Ministries." It was a special weekend conference by Larry and Wendy Karachuk. Every year they would have this conference for Christian athletes, professional and collegiate athletes, and from every background. I mean, guys like Chuck Norris came out. Just one name that comes to mind, David Robinson of the NBA. I mean, I could go through the list. Deion Sanders. I mean, just go through the list of athletes who attended this conference whose lives were impacted through this conference. I'm like, "Joe, you got to come out to this conference." And he goes, "Hey, could I invite Hawk?" And I'm like, I went silent like for a moment. I'm like, because, you know, anyone who knew Hawk's story, I mean, they knew, you know, he wasn't bashful about being a partier and could put you under the table, you know, whether it was drugs or drinking or whatever. And I'm like, "Joe, you know, it's at like a Christian event, right?" He's like, "Yeah, but I just feel like I'm supposed to invite him." I'm like, "Yeah, okay, yeah, invite him." And he called me back like a few hours later. He's like, "He wants to come." And I'm like, I'm silent again. I'm like, "You're kidding me, right?" He goes, "No." I go, "Is he serious?" He goes, "No, he's serious." I'm like, "Okay, I'll let Larry know, you know, the pastor." I call Larry Karachuk right away. I'm like, "Larry, the Road Warriors want to come to the conference." He's like, "Oh, that's amazing." And I remember, Jason, I remember getting there the day of, and I'm like, "Larry, have you seen Hawk or Animal yet?" He's like, "No, I hadn't seen him yet," because I have to admit, I had my reservations as to really honestly whether either of them would show up. And all that to say, they did, man. And I was like, just elated, right? And I know Larry was excited. And a lot of guys attended that conference. Sting, Shawn Michaels, Big Boss Man, George the Animal Steel, Vivian Vachon of the Vachon family. So many wrestlers over the years attended that conference, and many of them got saved out there. Well, on that first night, a preacher by the name of Jensen Franklin out of Georgia was preaching, and Hawk was the first one to respond to the altar, encountered Jesus. We baptized him that weekend in the pool right there at the resort. And then I brought him on the road for a year and a half with me and began to mentor and disciple him up to his passing, where I was then asked to be the keynote speaker at his service when he went home to be with Jesus. So there you go.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Oh, that's awesome. Being able to put your hand on people that you know you made a difference in their life.
Well, and for all of us, right? Anyone who's a Christ follower, I think as part of the Great Commission, right? Go out into all the world and, you know, disciple and baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, right? So,
yep.
So great questions. You got one more? Got another one for me?
Well, I have a kind of a dual question.
Okay.
They're two different questions, but they're both about wrestling.
Okay.
Can you watch wrestling and separate yourself from the wrestler to where you can actually look at it like a fan that's excited? Or do you look at it by critiquing it by the moves that you know?
Okay, I just had this conversation earlier today. It was very rare that I would watch myself wrestle in the ring.
Well, not necessarily you, anybody.
I got you. Yeah, that's what part of the process of learning. And of course, for me, it wasn't even like when I broke in. For those who know my story, you know, no amateur background, no professional training. You know, on my debut.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, the Dorton Arena in Raleigh. But how I learned in a very rapid way, at a rapid pace, was Ivan would sit in my corner, Uncle Ivan, and watch my very short matches each night. I would then sit in their corner. Him and Don Carnota were the world tag team champions. I'd literally sit in their corner and just study everything they did in the ring. Now, prior to that match each night, we'd get to the arena 2 or 3 hours early, and they would, Don and Ivan would bump and thump all over the ring, teaching me the mechanics of wrestling. And then on the way home, we would discuss and talk about the old school psychology of wrestling. And there were other matches. If you ever were in an arena and watched Ric Flair, the reason he was one of the best of the best of the best is he watched a lot of the matches every single night, even as a world champion, one, to see what others were doing in the ring, and kind of, I think, in his mind to set up what he was going to do in the ring. And the guys who really have excelled, I think, really did that, Jason. They really studied other wrestlers, guys of the past, and that's what accelerated their careers. So it's a great question.
Yeah. Well, aside from the fan part, or, I mean, the learning the moves part, can you watch it and get lost in the moment still?
Well, I don't watch it. From the time I walked away, I stopped watching it, like, truthfully. I've caught bits and pieces and little clips and that sort of thing, but actually watching it to watch it, I haven't done that since 1992.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm still a fan of wrestling, obviously, because I was one. And what I love more than anything now than watching any of the matches, or even an interest in watching them, is going out to all the autograph signings, you know, the legends, the Comic-Cons, the legend signings, and hearing your stories, hearing the fans' stories, your favorite moments, you know, a phone call like this, you know, the Q&A show, and hearing, you know, answering your questions and hearing some of your favorite memories is more important to me now. So we got time for one more question, Jason. Then we'll have to cut you loose and maybe do another one, or meet you in Missouri. So
yeah, that would work.
One more question.
Man, is there a way I could pop in two?
throw them out there, and I'll see if I could give a short answer.
Have Have you ever had a chance to try and witness the Ric Flair? And did he have any, was he open to it at all?
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Rick has heard, let's just say, you know, only God knows the true heart of a man, right? Yep. It seems like he's determined to go down in a blaze of glory, so to speak. You know, I've heard recently, and, you know, he's not, I know the last time he was in the hospital, they said, if you drink again, you're done. I mean, he had like a 15% chance of living, and he lived. And so, you know, I don't know honestly where he stands, whether he has a relationship with Jesus or he doesn't. I mean, his actions wouldn't necessarily illustrate that, perhaps. Again, not trying to be judgmental, but just, you know them by their fruits, the scripture says, right? So
I say
that to say, I know this for certain, though. I mentioned about speaking at Hawk's funeral. And there were several others I've spoken at, a legendary man named Johnny Weaver and Uncle Ivins, and I was at Road Warrior Hawks and others. And I'll say this, that he has clearly heard the gospel message because I presented it at those services, those funeral services. So I can say he will not stand before the creator of the universe, God Almighty, and say, I didn't know there was a plan of salvation. That part I know. Now, whether he's ever made an actual bona fide decision to truly surrender his life to Jesus, I want to say only God knows that answer, right? All right, was there one more, or was that the two-part you said, can it slip to?
There's one more. It was just, I was wondering what some of your favorite verses were, or passages, and how you got saved.
So how I surrender my life to the Lord, I'm gonna tease everybody and say, go buy the book, Nikita, A Story of the Ring of Redemption. Go to my website, koloff.net, and buy the book. You read the full story from start to finish, as far back in life as I can remember to newly being updated in 2021 with about 7 or 8 new chapters. And just realizing I was on an empty chase. I'll condense it to say I was on an empty chase. I was successful, but I was unfulfilled. And the only thing that fulfilled me was October 17th, 1993, when I surrendered my heart and my life to Jesus on that night. And so you asked me that, and I forget what else you asked me.
Oh, some of your favorite verses. September 22nd, 1994.
September 22nd, 1994.
At Liberty University.
At Liberty. That's amazing. Well, praise the Lord for that. And I'll end with quoting my what's become a life verse, Colossians 1:10. And I say quoting, I'm just going to give you the concept and how I receive it. So I'm going to live a life that's worthy of Jesus, that honors him. My goal every day I wake up now is to live a life today that honors him, that's worthy of carrying his name. And I'm going to do my best to please him, fully please him in every way, through thoughts, words, and action. And my goal is to bear fruit, good fruit, love and joy, peace, patience, and kindness, and display that to people. And then last part of that scripture is to grow in the knowledge of God, Colossians 1:10. So
awesome.
Jason Hess, thank you for being on the show today, my friend. I appreciate it. And thank you all for dialing into another episode of Q&A with Koloff. And if you'd like to be on the show, email me. Email me like Jason did, and I'll get you on the show and you'll get a personal phone call. Jason, God bless you, man. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, you too, brother.
All right. Have a wonderful day.
Look forward to seeing you in August.
All right. Likewise. Bye-bye.
All right. God bless.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.